And welcome to the Business Spotlight. This is Terry James, and we are joined in the studio by Kent Nelson and Brian Hoffman with CBI Bank and Trust. Hello, Kent, and hello, Brian.
Well, hi, Terry.
Now, I want you guys to talk to us a little bit about what's happening at Farmers Merchants Bank in Joy. First of all, we want to introduce Kent to you. He is coming back to the area. And Kent, you work for CBI Bank and Trust. Tell us what your role will be here.
Terry, I joined CBI Bank and Trust. It'll be 2 years in April. Going forward with the acquisition of Joy, I've been asked to step in as the interim regional president for the Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois region. And so with Joy's acquisition, we already have a branch in Buffalo Prairie, and so we're excited to be coming, having Joy be a part of our team.
And just want to mention, too, you're real excited about this because you've got friends and family over in Eastern Mercer County and Western Henry County that you're happy to see again.
Yeah, just to let people know, Terry, you and I talked a little bit before. Yeah, it's kind of been a homecoming for me and my wife. I actually grew up on a farm just north of Woodhull. My mother actually grew up in Mercer County, and so I think I had mentioned to you, I remember as a child, we had an aunt and uncle that lived here in Aledo, and I remember coming to Christmas Eve gatherings there. So it has been nice to come back to the area, and it has kind of been like a homecoming. So,
well, and like you said, Kent, the acquisition here at Farmers Merchants Bank by CBI Bank and Trust, it is a change, but there's a lot that's staying the same. Brian Hoffman is in studio with us as well. Brian, you have been at that branch in Joy for how many years?
Yeah, so I've been at Joy State Bank, now going Farmers Merchants Bank, and going to become CBI here this weekend for over 25 years. So we're looking forward to the same faces, our same great staff that we have down there continuing on and becoming part of the CBI family.
And Brian, that's real important because the people in the community, we're a small area, but you guys offer big services, but you keep the same people. So everybody knows who they're being greeted by when they come into the bank.
Sure. We have, you know, relationships that go back generations and, you know, decades with families there. So that's the most important part of this to me has been, you know, knowing that we're going to be able to continue to work with those customers and continue those relationships.
And Kent, even though there's a change happening, it's going to improve things for the customer because through another acquisition, there are locations in both Iowa and Illinois convenient to almost everyone in this area.
Yeah, that's true, Terry. Again, we were talking a little bit earlier, you know, with the Joy coming on board, we also have a branch in Buffalo Prairie. And of course, with our home office being in Muscatine, that's fairly close in proximity as well. But with our recent acquisition last fall of Southeast National Bank in Moline, we've added quite a few locations in the Quad City market, both on the Iowa and Illinois side of the river. So we're excited about that. You know, we're excited to have Joy coming on, and it will, broaden their opportunities to be able to do their banking if they happen to be in those areas, or if for some reason they're not able to get to their Joy location, there are other branches available to take care of them.
Very good. And Brian, it has to be exciting for you to see, even as things are changing, they're staying the same. People are still going to be comfortable coming into the bank. And as there are changes, there's been important information mailed out. But if there's any questions, people can always just come by or give you a call.
Sure. Yeah. We sent out welcome guides, and so customers should have received those. But if you have questions on those or didn't answer a particular question that you had, feel free to reach out to us. We'll be closed through the weekend, but back open Monday morning at 8 o'clock and ready to serve our customers with the new name of CBI. One thing I'd like to point out, we have been an ag bank for, you know, ever since I've been there 20 plus years, but 110 plus years of existence in Joy. And that was when I learned that CBI was the high bidder for us. That was one of the two banks I'd identified as being a great fit for us. They're also an ag bank, and we intend to continue that as our primary focus. So if you're out there, I know with interest rates rising and prices falling in the ag production world, you know, definitely reach out and give Cody Hessman or myself a call at the bank, or stop in and see us. I think we'll be able to, you know, save you some money interest wise possibly, and you'll be happy with the service that you get over the years dealing with us. So,
all right, well, it's been great having you guys today. Again, Farmers Merchants Bank, enjoy joining the CBI Bank and Trust family. Kent Nelson, Brian Hoffman, thanks for coming in today and being on the Business Spotlight.
Thanks,
Terry. Thank you, Terry.